There's new evidence that the Cockney accent and the plummy tones of the English upper classes are in decline in modern Britain. Researchers analysed the voices of nearly 200 young people from across southeast England and London and grouped them together by how they pronounced vowels. Three new accent categories emerged, which the researchers said were due to the increased movement of people, the spread of universal education, and a growing emphasis on a so-called correct way of speaking. Our correspondent Zoe Conway has been taking a listen.
Would you, Adam and Evett? Cockney is on its way to being brown bread. So say researchers at the University of Essex, which has found that the accent is dying out among young people in the southeast. They've discovered that they no longer sound like Barbara Windsor.
You ain't gonna hit me again, we're not gonna go for a second take, are we? I said, I think that one didn't work, the first one.
But nor do they speak posh, like the Queen's received pronunciation.
My own family often gather round to watch television, as they are at this moment.
Instead, one of the researchers, Amanda Cole, says they identified three dominant new accents.
We recorded young people, all aged between 18 and 33, and we then had a computer algorithm that we developed that essentially like listened as much as, you know, a computer can. The algorithm came up with three different accents.
One in four people they listened to spoke estuary English, a sort of softer version of Cockney, which means they sound like the singer Adele.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, we weren't supposed to live there this long or, like, you know...
While the upper classes are increasingly talking in SSBE, standard Southern British English, think Prince Harry.
Yes, of course, highly competitive, but for those of people who are asking what was that all about, I don't...
Multicultural London English is the third most commonly heard accent in the study, as spoken by the rapper Stormzy.
He literally found me and said, I've made something for you, like...
What the research seems to suggest is that the link between class and accent is weaker than ever.